What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It's Monday, September 5th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. Even as pandemic disruptions have faded and most schools have returned to in-person instruction, permanent virtual classes are being offered to protect vulnerable children. Districts in Texas, California, and New York are creating full-time remote learning programs for this school year. The virtual option may only be appropriate for a small percentage of students, but in an effort to fight declining enrollment and disruptions from families moving, virtual schools will remain part of the education system. Ben Chapman, education reporter at the Wall Street Journal, joins us for What to Know. Thanks for joining us, Ben.
Thanks for having me.
Well, coming off of the pandemic, I know a lot of things have been easing up right now, at least on the education front. I mean, we're almost completely back to normal. It seems to be in-person learning is the way to go right now. But there are certain districts, we're looking at Texas, California, New York, certain districts there that are providing full-time virtual classes. And, you know, some students are still signing up for it, you know, some with certain health risks, others that might have anxiety about going to school. It could still be a really important way for them to keep on learning. So, Ben, what are we seeing with this?
This is a lasting artifact that is coming out of the pandemic, which is that when the COVID-19 pandemic hit and schools shut down, schools sort of figured out how to deliver internet lessons to students over a period of a couple of years. And what has happened is that school districts have added this tactic of delivering lessons online to students who are not at schools to their toolbox. And, you know, so this is, you know, a new tool that school districts have that they're using to reach students. And what we're seeing is school districts around the country are using remote internet-based lessons to connect with the small percentage of students who want virtual lessons rather than showing up in school. And again, this is something new that did not exist really in any significant way before the pandemic happened.
And to be clear, right, this is for a small percentage of students right now. I mean, the vast majority of students and parents probably do prefer their kids to be in school for in-person instruction, but we're seeing, you know, at one of these schools in particular, it's the iLearn Virtual School in Dallas. But they're saying, you know, maybe about 4% of students in Dallas, this kind of option could be good for. So it is a small percentage of students that this would still work for.
That's right. That appears to be about the ballpark figure that districts seem to be thinking and researchers seem to be thinking would be you know, preferring remote lessons versus in person would be somewhere on the order of 5%, 4%, 3%, 6%, some small percentage there. And basically to sort of contextualize it a little bit, What we have here is this school year, something on the order of better than a quarter of school districts, to my best reckoning, are probably offering some kind of virtual school lesson. The research shows that before the pandemic happened, it was just about 3% of districts. So it's a big increase in the number of districts who are offering these lessons, but the districts are saying that, you know, it's still something like, you know, 4, 5, 6% of kids at those districts that are offering the lessons that are taking them up on taking classes at home rather than going to school.
And thankfully in all this, I mean, it's not too hard to implement, right? At least now that more kids are back for in-person instruction, there's limited infrastructure needs. It's not very expensive to operate. So some of these school districts can offer this. And, you know, one of the criticisms that was happening during the pandemic is kind of the academic setback or the emotional learning setbacks that were happening because kids weren't interacting with teachers and other students. And at least for now, for some of these remote schools or schools offering these remote programs, this is a bigger part of what they want to institute. They want to make sure that they have the same goals for instruction, the same goals for socio-emotional development for these remote learners.
Yeah, it's a way for them to, you know, connect with students that they feel like are best served not going to school in person. And these may be students who have, health concerns about being exposed to the coronavirus or other, illnesses that they could get exposed to being out and about in public, or they could have a family member who could get sick if they came back and spread something, or perhaps their family is moving around and this is the best way for them to sort of stay engaged in a school, or perhaps the student has taken on some responsibilities around the house or even gotten a job. And so the remote lessons offer the flexibility for them to attend to whatever those other responsibilities might be. So those are some of the different types of scenarios that we see students who prefer these programs. Right. There are also kids who, have psychological, social emotional challenges, who may be stressed out, they may have anxiety or different situations where they just feel more comfortable at home taking classes rather than going in.
Well, we'll see how this continues. I mean, for now, though, we'll see this being kind of a permanent fixture. We'll see what the future holds for remote learning, but at least for now, we'll still see it around. Ben Chapman, education reporter at The Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much. Have a great day. Appreciate it.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget, for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of 2 clinically studied ingredients in 1 revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a a day. Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.